I was going. And she said, "You want to teach?" I said, "Yeah, but you know, whenever preachers say teach, we just say teach. Whatever comes up in it, comes up in it. Okay? But the call to be an elder. Now, when I'm going to read a number of scriptures, don't get frightened. I'm going to read them because they are self-explanatory. And I'm going to assume that I've done a good job teaching you all, so I don't have to waste no time trying to make you understand what I read from the Bible. And it's going to be in different translations, and then I'm going to do a little talk. My man from some church going back to wherever he's going back to, so I can do my thing now. Is that it? I didn't ask you how much time. Well, I'm way too late now. So you should have told me last night, and I could have timed it right down to 3 or 4 minutes within what you gave me. Okay.
Sorry, your flag in the back.
Okay. Okay. Those that do timing start in 5 minutes. I'm going to deal with the idea of what is going on today. And I'm going to speak from the idea of the great ministry of an elder. The great ministry of an elder. And I'll be reading translations one may talk about bishop, one may talk about overseer, an elder. But from the scriptures I'll be using, they're interchangeable. And some explain, say, they're really synonymous. So if I say bishop, you're not being made a bishop. I'm just reading the Bible. See, back there, they didn't think like we think today. I may say bishop, but you know, elder, right? We're together, elder, right? All right. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 7, in the Phillips translation, I really like that. It says, "It is quite true to say that a man who sets his heart on holding office has laudable ambition. Well, for the office of a bishop, a man must be of blameless reputation. He must be to one wife only and be a man of self-control and discretion. He must be a man of disciplined life. He must be hospitable and have the gift of teaching. He must be neither intemperate nor violent, but gentle. He must not be a controversialist, nor must he be fond of money grabbing. He must have proper authority in his own household and be able to control and command the respect of his children. For if a man cannot rule in his own house, how can he look after the church of God? He must not be a beginner in the faith for fear of his becoming conceited and sharing Satan's downfall. He should, in addition to the above qualifications, have a good reputation with the outside world in case his good name is attacked and he is caught by the devil that way." The same scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, in the Amplified translation says this. This is a faithful and trustworthy thing. If any man eagerly seeks the office of overseer, bishop, superintendent, that's an excellent task. Now, an overseer must be blameless and beyond reproach. The husband of one wife, self-controlled, sensible, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not addicted to wine, not a bully, nor tempered and hot-headed, but gentle and considerate, free from the love of money, not greedy for wealth and its inherent power, financially ethical. He must manage his own household well, keeping his children under control with all dignity, keeping them respectful and well-behaved. For if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how will he take care of the church of God? And he must not be a new convert so that he will not behave stupidly. I like that. Come conceited by appointment to this high office and fall into condemnation incurred by the devil for his arrogance and pride. He must have a good reputation and be well thought of those outside the church so that he will not be discredited and fall into the devil's trap. I have another one, and I'll probably read it a little later as I go. 5 to 9. Is the sound okay? I'm going to hear. Oh, okay. Everybody okay? Okay. Do I have to sing to convince you that I? Elder is a man charged of sin that is to be done by us, done right. Good Lord have mercy. Good Lord have mercy. And in these scriptures I read, it's really talking about a man. The term made. Look, let me say this to you, my brother, and to any other brother that need me to say it to them. Amen. We are not mean when I say a male. I'm not talking about an old man like me. Okay? But simply a manly man. There is a difference, you all. Okay? We don't mean those who can punch the hardest, grow the most hair, bench press over 300 pounds, make money, argue the best, or get their own way no matter what. Apostle Paul clearly teaches that manly men are those who have strong prayer lives. I'll pray the women in the church. Oh yeah. You know how we're trained, how we kind of, but no, we got it backwards. If you are a leader, you gotta lead. Amen. Amen. Pray, be a man. Don't just pray when you're in trouble. The sinners pray when they're in trouble. Those that got some sense. Amen. But pray when you're not in trouble. Pray when you're feeling good. Pray when you're everything going right. So you can praise God then. See, I can beg better after I praise well. Huh? Amen. And I get in the habit, if you're not in the habit of praying, but if you stay with us, let me look at my crowd. I got it. Yeah, I got the right crowd. If you stay with us, we will make you a praying person. Because you will either pray and stay or not pray and get away. Because we will put enough stuff on you in one way or another. Amen. Don't give us titles. Don't give us positions. Because those of us that didn't get it, jealous, feel that we should have got it before you. Some feel maybe you didn't deserve it. And we're going to test you. We are anointed. Another thing, as an elder, you got to be a servant. I know positions like that. And people go wash your feet. No, you go wash their feet. An elder is a servant leader. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I thought when I first got saved, little young boy, 19 years old at Mount Pisgah, Lord have mercy. And I saw the elders and all those people up front, and I said, oh, Lord, I'll never be one of them because I know they are perfect. And I look at the people bowing down to them and everything, and I just knew, boy, Lord have mercy. I didn't know Negroes are crazy. Did I say that? I thought we were just talking, just you and me. Okay. But a servant knows how to endure, take stuff, go through stuff, want to cuss them out and don't cuss. Oh, I know y'all don't want to cuss. God made humanity male and female, which means that men and women are equal yet different. The senior spiritual leadership of God's people in the Old Testament was comprised of men. Men priests. Amen. Jesus chose 20 men as his apostles. Although he befriended, loved, taught, honored, healed, and included women in his ministry, he did not place them in a senior position of leadership. Now that has changed today. Lord have mercy. We got women in every position that a man holds. Well, even not only in the church, outside. I see women digging ditches, climbing trees. And the thing about it, you know, look, I'm almost 84, so, you know, I've been around a while. And it was a surprise to me when in our denomination, women started getting elevated to certain positions that only men held. And the problem with it all is that they did a good job. Boy, that got on my nerve. Good Lord. You know, it's all one thing a person take your position in your place, but another thing if they do it better. That's a problem. That's a problem. Elders. Let me tell you, I got a feeling you're not, I know you're not a little boy. You're seasoned. You've been around. Job will include, if you're not aware of it, and all the rest of men may not be aware of it, job will include such thing as ruling and leading the church. Man, the leader, rightly exercising authority in the church, correctly preaching, teaching sound doctrine, and dealing with those that's not teaching the proper word. Amen. Lord have mercy. Good Lord have mercy. Preaching, teaching. Lord have mercy. Taking care of. You know, I wrote this down. I copied this part here. Blend. Repentant Christian. Good Lord have mercy. Did you all know that the leadership is supposed to in a church of Jesus Christ, regardless of the name? Praise God. The church of Jesus Christ? Praise God. Do you know that the leadership is supposed to make sure you walk right, talk right, and can get you down or do whatever they want to do if you don't? And they be doing it using the Bible, y'all. You know, it's bad when a person can kick you out and use the Bible doing it. That's going to be part of your job now under your leader. Good Lord have mercy. There may be some people that love you now. I'm serious. Positions, you lose friends. If you have to deal with them and respect them by telling them no, that's not right. No, I'm not there. Oh, yeah. Oh. Lord have mercy. I'm doing some stuff I can't tell y'all, but some qualifications that I like to mention. Elder. One idea is to, now the Bible does not say you must go to get a qualification. It doesn't say a Bible school or college or anything. But let me suggest to all elders and leaders, especially those dealing with the teaching of the word, and that it might be good if you can get a good Bible theological training somewhere, some kind of way. If you just go home and take your computer and get on it and teach yourself. Amen. And after you learn as much scholarly stuff from the Bible, then get in there and learn some stuff about the mind, the brain, how we deal with emotion and all those kind of things. Because in your position, Pastor can tell you, in your position, you will run into some crazy people in the church. Say brought a lot of stuff in that they should have left out when they accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, but they brought it in and didn't deal with it. Actually, most of them didn't even recognize they had it. And then you got them. You learn how the mind works, the brain, emotions and all that, so you can deal with them and help yourself from going crazy. You better believe it. There's enough drinking in the world to keep you from going crazy. You better get some stuff in your head. A lot of men, and maybe women too, have gotten out of the ministry because they couldn't handle dealing with people. Amen. Praying alone is not enough. Well, good Lord have mercy. Good Lord have mercy. Once called by God, a man must check himself. Even though there are others, your leadership decided that you deserve the position, elevation to it. You not only accept what they say about you, you must know, do you say the same thing? Did you know I'm going to say this kind of stuff? Okay. Because you need to have the satisfaction inside of you, because some people maybe won't decide, will decide, already have decided, maybe you're not worthy of it, but you got to know. The thing that carried me through preaching, Jim, and dealing with people and everything all those years, and you know some of the stuff I went through, those years, Lord have mercy. The thing that kept me sound, and I didn't throw prayer down the steps many times, praise the Lord, just a couple of times. I didn't throw her down the steps, okay? The thing is, they didn't get that. They didn't know I wouldn't say that in front of Pearl. There's some crazy people, man. But anyway, it's the idea that I knew, not only Pastor Benny and Bishop Boyd and those people, since that God had called me, but them, I knew that no matter what they say and how they react to me or whatever, I knew that I was called by God to preach the word of God and to teach it. I knew it. No matter how many times the devil tried to disappoint me and discourage me. But you got to know. You got to know. Yeah, good. You know what he said, you know. But you got to know. Which one of y'all belong to him? You look like you belong to him. And I'm glad it's you, baby, because you too close there, okay? Lord have mercy. You know where you belong, don't you, baby? And you got some room in between now, huh? But ain't no room over here, okay? And you got a sense in your heart and spirit, too, that my husband deserves the position, that I feel he's called by God. So sometimes when he sticks by the pastor's side, he might go home almost crying. He's going to need you to be the strong one at that moment. I won't ask Jim how many times Barbara had been the one when you came home. Many times I've dealt with stuff at church. And at church I got to be strong. I'm the man. Ain't nobody going to see me cry at the church. Get in the car and go home and tell Pearl. No, I can't tell you what I told Pearl. But anyway, I can't really tell you what I told Pearl. I really can't tell you what I told Pearl. But anyway, Lord have mercy. She knew I was upset, and I would say to her in so many words, honey, I can't take it no more. These people are running me crazy. I've tried this, I've tried the other, and I just knew certain things would work, praise God. People that was on my side when I was just on that level, I'm fine, but when I got above them, they the one gave me heaven. And I would go home to Pearl, people see me and all that kind of stuff and everything, but the one that has helped keep me, not only God, everything, but that girl sitting back there with Barbara. And I would go home to Pearl, and I would say, honey, I may be saying it exactly like I said it to a little bit at times. And I would say, they're running me crazy. I can't take it no more. I put up with them, and they don't understand that I love them and care for them. And I'm just going to walk away. Pearl said to me, Jim, she said, no, you're not. I married a man. Uh-oh. Good Lord. Uh-oh. Boy, don't have your woman tell you she married a man. You a man. You got to be a man. May not feel a man, but when she say, I married a man. Be able to tell him that at any time. He may have already told him at that time. You smiling back at night. They're like, thank you for saying that. Lord have mercy. Yeah, you need a man. God needs a man or woman by his side. Woo! Lord have mercy. Oh, and going to school or getting a good education biblically and all those kinds of things. I've heard somebody say, get all you can all you get. Lord have mercy. Let me see, can I say a couple more things here? Yeah, that's good. Yeah. No, they don't want that. Can I get away with this? Yeah, I can probably do that. Okay. In the Bible, in dealing with elders, it's really talking about you being a good Christian who follows Jesus with every aspect of your life. And you just don't be a Christian in some areas. No, when we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and definitely as we grew up a little bit in Jesus, we got to follow him. We got to be a Christian 24/7. We can't just be it when we want to be. In the Lord Jesus Christ, and whatever you're going through, whatever your life is taking you through, whatever people are dealing with you in, you got to make your mind, Jesus, help me to be like you would be in this situation. Lord, when you get there, say, Jesus, help me to be like you would be. Help me to deal with this situation like you would deal with it. Lord, have mercy. Got to make you go down and pray some more. Good Lord have mercy. Huh. Another thing too. Elders, overseers, pastors, all it. Many times, it's unfortunately, but many times sacrifice the health of their families, wives, personal relationship with Jesus, relationship with neighbors, etc., at the expense of being a good overseer, an elder. Amen. That's not wisdom. You don't have to sacrifice anything to be anything at your best if you have prayed aright. Talk to Jesus about it. And you got to really got to develop a relationship with Jesus that's you and him. Amen. In church, I pray, but they done never heard my best prayer. Pearl ain't never heard my best praying. Because sometimes when I'm praying for her. Sometimes when she praying for me. And there are situations and times you need to talk to God by yourself, alone, and never share it with anybody else. And you got to be close enough to God that you can handle it and not talk to anybody if God said don't talk to them about it. That's the stuff you got to go through. We want to be leaders. Huh. You got to be crazy to want to be a leader. A leader, you got to... How many women? I kissed and I wanted to slap. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. But I sure told the truth. Lord have mercy. Ah. Let me see, can I just talk about, I want to talk about just a little bit and then I'm going to close it out, okay? I didn't the sanctified people. What time did I start? You are good. You good. Okay. If I started that long ago, it's time to quit. Maybe that's why I stopped pastoring, okay? Let me deal with, I like what I read somewhere in dealing with this area of thinking, and it talked about pastors that are elders, of course, and dealing with calling them the first among equals, because once you, after the day, in a sense, you are equal in a sense to your pastor. But in a big, big sense, you are not. And I want to make sure everybody know, if you're an elder here at El Shaddai, you're elder too, he's the elder, don't mean a thing. He's the pastor. Woo! I got to deal with this just a little bit. Won't deal it long, because I got to get out of here. I got to go eat, y'all. Okay? The specific responsibilities of a team of elders, and that's what you have. If you have one more than you, you got a team, okay? The function, praise God, is going to vary. Everybody's different, gifted differently. Amen. But regardless of that, and some may have an anointing or a gifting that may be recognized as greater than the pastor. But they are never greater than the pastor that God has over you. Lord have mercy. I had that problem at Mount Pisgah, because when I became pastor, I had old elders. They were elders before I got big. Maybe some of them were elders before I was born. That's what's wrong. But anyway, I'm having a ball here. I'm glad you're taping this thing. But we got to remember in the church, in your position, amen, that in the scriptures, God emphasizes the preference of his mind, okay? And he does it well, dealing with Brother Peter in Acts chapter 1, verses 15 to 22, Acts chapter 2, verse 14 to 40, and Matthew 16, verse 18. I may not know all the rest, but I know Matthew 16, verse 18, and down there, because those are the scriptures I used when I preached my first sermon. Good Lord. Good Lord. That was a long time ago. Look, I believe that for any elder team to function effectively, it must have a called, qualified, gifted, devoted, humble, and competent senior elder who leads the team. Amen. And that person helps guard the gate for all the other elders under him. To do his job, that man must not be offered blind obedience. Amen, amen. Must not be offered blind obedience, praise God, or given complete, unaccountable authority. He's not a dictator. But listen here. Rather, he must have the freedom, the trust, the authority, the respect, the honor, and support of the whole team, because only in that way will he be able to lead the church as God has called him to lead the church. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
If you don't do it that way, you have factions in the church. Amen. And then if the pastor, the leader, praise God, does not have the authority, then he's got to try to satisfy this one, idea, how to deal with that. And when you got to go through that kind of stuff, you can have a problem in the church. Amen. Oh, yeah. Won't be able to make a decision. But compromises, which are the death of a church. When the pastor, the leader, can't make decisions and won't be trusted by those under him, then you really have a mess. Man of God must have the sense from all of you all. Amen. And I say, Elder, be, and I hope all the elders here are like that. I don't know. I haven't talked to Jim with him. Be a friend to your pastor.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. What God may give you some wisdom and all that, understanding and all of that. But for this church, everything that you get from God got to pass through him. Because God didn't give you or nobody else here the vision for this church. Gave that to your leader. Amen.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And you got to have that in any local assembly if you're going to have the kind of church that God wants you to have. You got to have the faith. Look, and don't try to build friendship that you don't already have. Because once you get a position, somebody may want to tap in on it. I know not here, but I'm just saying. Okay? People may have some ideas and some stuff, some information they want to give to you. Okay? If they want to give you information and you know it ain't the right kind of information, let them know right out, I'm not a garbage can, and that's not my anointing. And if you tell me some stuff about the pastor that I know ain't right and ain't true and ain't godly, I'm going to tell him you told me and give him your name.
Amen.
And give him your email.
Amen.
I'm serious, y'all. Because only that kind of leadership under your pastor will strengthen the church. And you think people have watched you before now? You remember, watch after the day. Remember this old man said, gonna watch more after the day than ever because of the position. Stay before God. I've already said it. Pray like you've never prayed before. Get in the Word. Stay there. Amen. Actually, a lot of the stuff I'm saying to particularly him and his wife, really, I'm saying to everybody. Because a lot of this stuff is all of us. All of us need to pray like we never prayed before. All of us need to stay before God like we never stayed before. All of us need to tell people, none of your business, don't bring me that stuff. Trash it somewhere, but not here. All of us need to get there, Jim Woods. Churches go better. The young people, they need to see that us old, mean people can finally get saved and can live holy like we've been saying we were all the time. Amen. The young need to see that. The young need to see that God has planted us here for a reason. He hasn't carried us to glory or where are we going after we die. He hasn't carried us that. You didn't get it, did you? Hasn't carried us that, you know. Only the saved going to heaven. Amen. Not all church people can go to heaven. Oh, did y'all know that? Oh, because your name is on the roll, don't guarantee you heaven. If it ain't on Jesus' roll. Amen. Love each other. Forgive one another. If forgiveness is there, forgive one another.
Yeah.
Care for each other.
Yeah.
Pray for each other.
Yeah.
Amen. Encourage one another.
Yeah.
Amen. And you'll watch the church grow. Be an evangelist in your spirit. Witness. Witness. We need more people in here. Don't?
Yes.
Do you know what we do? Amen. Amen. God bless you.